Can we then continue with our meeting? Honorable Kruger?
Madam Chair, my apologies. I actually forgot about it. I think we must just make a place for the Vodacom, you know, those big businesses bullying small businesses in the report. Of course, we didn't get the final. I know Vodacom promised us they will send us a report in 7 days' time. So I think we must just park it somewhere in the report and say we're still busy. We're still waiting for a closure of this. I think it's two or three items.
Honourable Mabaso.
I second that comment, Chair, but we must also express it such that it covers two areas, covering what Honourable Kruger is implying, but also speaking as a matter of broad principle, that this is a challenge, so that challenge is clearly acknowledged by the incoming leadership, so that they go on with it.
I think that that proposal is in order. I also think I'm not sure, content advisor, whether in the report the unfinished story.
I'm sorry to interject. I thought maybe it might be advisable to agree to go back to the report formally, because you have adopted the report, and I don't know how you handle it. Maybe, but because you have adopted it, and if you want to talk to it again, it means it must be reopened. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for that, assistance, Honourable Mabaso.
I move that we briefly reopen it. I move that we briefly briefly reopen the report for the purpose as expressed by Deputy Minister.
Any seconder to that? Honorable Kruger. Okay. The report is reopened to take care of the unfinished businesses to be reflected on the report. That having been done, I also remember that there is an unfinished business of the forensic, of the auditors, the Office of the Auditor General forensic report, which is an unfinished business that we had applied to the Speaker and the House Chairperson responsible for committees to sit on the 9th and 10th of April just to process and finalize those two. With those amendments, can we then close the Honourable Mabaso?
I move then that we adopt the report. Am I repeating something?
Honorable Mabaso, the whip of the African National Congress, that the group in the committee, has moved for adoption of the report. Any seconder? Honorable Chan?
I second it, Chair. With amendments.
The amendments, yes.
I wanted to say that in the report, somewhere we should capture that very notably the minister and the deputy minister attended our meetings whenever they are required, you know, in general. Because this is not something that happens with many departments. Many departments, ministers and deputy ministers, are living in another world, you know. They are not, they can't just be called. So I think they have done very well in terms of the way they showed us respect when we wanted them to join us in our meetings as the portfolio committee.
Do this as we had done to have those amendments then. But in this case, you proposed before I closed. I have not closed. There was a proposal for the amendment and then for the adoption and then the secondment. Okay. With the inclusion of what you have said, I would then, the meeting now, the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has duly adopted its legacy report with the amendment. That matter is now closed. Thank you. Can we then move to the announcement regarding the photo shooting? The report is that yes, there will be a group photo at the steps of the National Assembly or the NCOP, depending on what the Portfolio Committee decides after the adjournment of this meeting, and then we will go for lunch after that. So I will need guidance as to which steps do we choose. Do we choose the NCOP steps or the NA steps? Honorable Chan?
I think we should choose the NA steps, Chair, seeing as we are members of the NA.
Thank you. That matter then is closed. Then we again, there was there are mishaps that have happened to people that we are very close to. The first one is that one of the officials in the Department of Small Business Development, Jeff Ndumo, lost his mother this week. And we usually give respect to that if any of our members has got that a bereavement in the family. And then this morning again we woke up with a very sad news of Honorable Thembu Jackson, Thembu's child, who committed suicide. And I would then request that we observe a moment of silence before we continue with the meeting, with the menu. May their souls rest in peace. Thank you. Then we go to the minutes. We'll start with the minutes of the 20th of February. Do members need to read the minutes? A few minutes to read the minutes. Okay.
My apologies. My proximity today is disturbing. It was while we were on that issue of Mr. Ndumo, he has sent the integrity support. So for members, maybe who is who are in Joburg, they can ask for me because it's in Joburg in Soweto. Because they say the funeral will be on Saturday. So maybe if members, those who are staying in Gauteng, Joburg, if they're interested to go to a funeral, it can be good for a committee to represent the committee. I just wanted to make that announcement. Thank you.
Yes, I think that it would be a good thing to do if there are members of this committee who would attend, especially those who are in Johannesburg. What is good with the funerals in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and Northwest is that they happen in the morning. And meaning that you could still do other things. It's unlike in KZN where the whole day, and Eastern Cape the whole day. Other, I don't know whether it was Eastern Cape, but KwaZulu-Natal and Eastern Cape, they are still spending the whole day. And I find it very efficient to have it early in the morning. It allows people to do the things that they had planned to do before the funeral. Honorable Chair.
Unfortunately, I won't be in Gauteng on Saturday, but maybe what we should do as a committee is just send our condolences as a committee to Jeff and his family.
Honorable Mabasa.
I will probably not attend the funeral, but I will visit the family on Friday because I have another funeral to attend on Saturday. And I second what Honorable Chan suggests.
Can we then say that on the issue of Mr. Jeff Dumo's bereavement, we will send a message and maybe organize some, because it's his mother, some. Okay, and then Honorable Mabasa will visit the family on behalf of the committee on Friday. Thank you very much, Honorable Mabasa. Thank you, Honorable Chance, for thinking that we can send something as to show our sympathy. Do members want to go through all meeting minutes before we start approving them, or we want to approve one set and then read? Which will be the easiest way?
Yeah, Chair, it's fine, though we have already seen them. Already mine, I just have points on 27 February minutes. But, okay, maybe one by one, page by page, if it's okay.
What I was asking is that, have members read the minutes? Or they need time to read? And if they need time to read, are we going to read one set and then deal with it, or we are going to read all of them? Firstly, I must get an indication as to whether members need time to read the minutes. Honorable Chan?
I would suggest that we do give ourselves a bit of time to read them, and I would suggest that we do them one by one.
Have all members read the minute of the 20th of February 2019? I see a yes. Can we then go through that set of minutes? We are on page 1, page 2, and page 3.
It's just a small typo, maybe, but on second paragraph, the first line, in response, the chairperson of the committee was not agreeable. We are on the 20th of February, on page 3. The second paragraph from the top, the first line, no, to be changed to not.
Are there any other amendments? If there are no other amendments, can we have a mover and a seconder for minutes to be adopted? Honorable Chan. And Honorable Kwaba.
Second.
I move that they be adopted.
Thank you.
I second. Okay.
The Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has adopted the minutes of a meeting which was held on the 20th of February 2019. Can we then move to the minutes of the 27th? Do we need to read those, or we have read them? 2 minutes. Okay. Can we then give 5 minutes? Honorable Mabasa had asked to be excused at 12. The committee is still correcting. We were joined by Honorable Mabasa. Thank you. You are excused, Honorable Mabasa.
this is Russia. I'm just returning the call. I'm in a meeting at the moment.
Thank you.